Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hey, how you doing, Monica? My name is Irvin Moody. I talked to you yesterday. No, I didn't talk to you. I talked to someone else, but they sent me your information, and you texted me over the information. So I filled out regarding my mother and Moody for onboarding.
Yes.
Yeah, so I followed all the links that was sent from this number from your line. So I filled out everything that I could last night, but I was having problems filling out the W-4. Every time I put my social on, it wasn't accepting it. So I don't know.
Experiencing like a glitch in that form. But what you want to do is just enter the first three digits of your social and submit it.
Yeah, I tried to do that too because I seen the text and it kept jumping, wouldn't let me move forward. But I did all the trainings. I did everything else. The only thing I got to go back and do that. If whatever that glitch is fixed with it,
it should let you put in your first three digits because that's what everyone else has been doing. And it's only for the I-9 form. The W-4 form is fine. Just the I-9 is where you need to put the first three digits of your social.
What's that? I'm trying to think. Do you see on your end? Did I fill out the I-9 form already?
Well, it's together. So even if you tried, it's not going to show up here as like you completed it. It's going to show up blank.
All right. So far, can you see all the other stuff I filled out? So I just have to fill out. I'm trying to figure out if I'm getting everything together.
I see your application here. I see your contact. I got your direct deposit.
I think I have to get a voided check. I didn't have that handy with me last night. So I don't know do I need a voided check for the direct deposit or that information is good?
No, as long as you double check your account number and routing number, whatever account and routing you put in there, that's what we're going to put in. So if it's
okay,
it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was scrambling, looking around for a voided check. I couldn't find it.
Yeah. I mean, I see that you try to complete it, but again, it comes out blank on our end. I'm not able to see, where you left off or anything. It doesn't show me anything here. It just says that you try to complete it, and that's it.
Okay. So everything else is all the trainings and stuff is done. Just said it completed. I just got to do the W-4 at 9. Never
yeah,
the last step.
You get your IDs with any of the documents?
Yes, I uploaded my passport and my driver's license. That uploaded.
All right, let me just make sure I have it here. Okay, perfect. And this can also serve as your residency proof as well for your ID.
Yeah, the ID matched my residence.
Okay, and I got your passport. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, that's perfect. So then, let me see, you have your 2-year, your IDs, you're working on your I-9. Your TB test, are you up to date with that?
I believe so, because the last agency I was with now, I don't know how would I retrieve that paperwork.
Where did you get your TB test done? Was it blood work, or did you get the TB test, the skin tag?
I think I got the skin tag, and I got it from LabCorp in Norristown on Powell Street.
If LabCorp only does blood work, they probably got the blood work done. If it's LabCorp, you can open up a portal, an online account, a client login, and you can access your results from there.
That's why I got the, I guess it was the blood-driven one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So contact LabCorp and they should be able to print out my results.
No, you have to create your account on LabCorp.com. And
okay.
Then you can pull up your own results. It's like a patient portal, just like you get your results like when you go to your doctor on a portal. I don't know if you have that. But
yes.
You log in and you can see your results that you've got that. The same thing with LabCorp.
Okay.
You just have to create
your login. Okay, I'll work on that today.
All right, I sent you the link for the client login, and again, just create it, create an account, and you should have access to your results. Once you do get them, just make sure you download it, download the results, and you can email them to me. I'm going to send you my email.
Okay. Gotcha. So the only thing you're waiting for the results for the TB test, and then you're waiting for the W-4 form
right.
For me to fill out, and just put the first three numbers of the social.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then now
okay.
that I have your application, I'm going to submit a background check report on you. We need to wait for the results for that. Once that
okay.
comes in, I will definitely give you a call or text you to let you know if everything is okay. All right?
Okay. Gotcha. So, like, for the W-4, I was doing it. I'm going to try to get it done soon. Like when you say like for that, like if you want nothing, if I didn't want anything taken out or anything like that, and I don't have any dependents or anything like that, is it zero for everything?
Yes, you would put zero. Mm-hmm.
Like for everything down for like the 0000 everything.
I mean, just for zero would be the only thing like dependent. If you don't have any dependents, just put zero for both dependents because there's two sections. It says if you have
okay.
a dependent under the age of 17, there's a section that says over 18 or any other dependent. You just put zero.
Okay.
There's extra withholdings. If you don't want anything taken off your paycheck, then you put zero. If you have any other income that's not from a job, if you don't have that, you put zero. Any exemptions, you put zero. And
okay, so zero, all the zeros. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to try to fill that out again and put the first three and then try to see if it left. Because what was happening was it was like I was putting it in there and I put submit and it kept jumping back to the top of the screen and like highlighting where the Social Security thing is. So I'm going to try it with the three.
Yeah, try just the three and then you should be able to submit it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then did you guys contact I contact the service coordinator. Did you guys get in hold of her yet?
So I'm not really right. involved with the case. I'm mostly just, I work with the caregivers. So let me see where, if there's any notes here. So, yeah, Dina actually reached out to the service coordinator yesterday and left the voicemail. So I guess she wasn't able to get a hold of her yet.
Okay, I did the same and wasn't able to get a hold of her either. Okay. All right, sounds good. So you got everything, the training, everything, so I just got to do the W-4 and the TB testing, then I'm good, and wait for the background check.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Monica, I appreciate you. And all right.
All righty, have a good one.
You too now, bye-bye.
Thanks.